This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Tens of thousands of Coloradans will have to switch health insurers as the startup Friday Health Plans collapses. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
State regulators knew Friday Health was in trouble before they took over the Colorado arm of the company last month. But the finances were even worse than expected, Division of Insurance spokesman Vincent Flamel.
Things were not good. They hadn't paid taxes to the feds. They hadn't paid their fees to Connect for Health Colorado.
Analysts said the company grew too fast, using hundreds of millions of investor dollars to push into seven states before its finances imploded. The state will now open a special enrollment period, so Friday Health's roughly 30,000 Colorado customers can switch insurers before their plans expire on August 31st. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Denver's new mayor, Mike Johnston, declared a state of emergency Tuesday around homelessness. The declaration makes state and federal money available to address the homelessness crisis. Here's Mayor Johnston.
The ultimate goal is we want to have a city where no one has to sleep on the streets. And we know that the biggest part of that challenge is being able to finance and build and develop and site that housing so we can get people off of the streets where they're stuck and into housing where they can get access to services.
Inmates at the Delta Correctional Center are back at that site after concerns about flooding forced the state to move them this spring. CPR's Tom Hess.
It's been more than 2 months since prison officials evacuated the correctional facility due to high water. Spring runoff temporarily blocked one of the entrances to the prison in May. A spokesperson with the Department of Corrections says the 208 inmates began returning last week. I'm Tom Hess, CPR News.
The railroad company Union Pacific will test a one-person crew on trains in Colorado later this summer. Rail companies and their labor unions have been fighting over crew size for years. Unions say two crew members are necessary for safety. Companies dispute that and say more staffing drives up costs. Union Pacific will still have a two-person crew on board during its tests.